This is Jen Morris, and you're listening to another segment of Bright New Voices, the Balboa Press Hour, here on Hay House Radio. In my next guest, Nadine Hanchar's latest book, In Knowing Me, Knowing You, she draws on her expertise as a counselor, consultant, and facilitator to explore why it's so important for us to feel heard, be seen, and accepted for who we are. Throughout the book, she highlights how the PEP personality process can give you a solid foundation from which to build successful relationships at home and at work. The process will help you make sense of a confusing world and promote harmony in your relationships. Whether you're interested in self-development, struggling to understand a romantic partner, trying to improve communication with staff, become a better salesperson, or hone your skills as a neuro-linguistic programmer, you'll find meaningful insights in this relationship guide. Nadine, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Jennifer.
So as I mentioned, this book is about the PEP personality process, which is something that you've developed over the last 30 years. Tell us a little bit about the process and the variety of ways in which it can help us.
Well, it helps people to communicate better. I mean, communication is the foundation of every relationship. It also helps us to understand ourselves. And so what I mean by that is that everybody has sort of times where they're best and they're on their pivot, and then there's times where they go out of balance. And so when we know ourselves and we understand our personality process, what can happen is that we have ways in which to get ourselves back to our best self. So it helps us do that. It helps us to be able to know what to do when we're feeling stressed, to help us to feel more confident in situations. It helps us to understand, well, basically to make sense of the world and the people in it around us.
What drives your lifelong desire that I know that you've had to understand people on a deeper level like this?
Well, when I was five, my brother was killed in a hit-and-run accident. And my mom just never really recovered. And so one of her hobbies was to move. And so I averaged about four schools a year, particularly in elementary school. And I had to learn quite quickly how to pick up on cues and signs from people. And I just found that I was exposed to perhaps a lot more people than others. Children were, and I just found people fascinating, both the adults in my world and the teachers and everybody that I came across. And so I've always wanted to understand people better. And I think that that's just, it started with kind of trying to understand my mom, I think.
As we mentioned, it really helps us to understand how to communicate, deal with stress, create more security in our lives, how to understand our reactions and set ourselves up for success, which is the goal here. Tell us how your process can cross-contextually illuminate our differences without discrimination.
Well, one of the things that we do as human beings is we have a tendency to think that everyone is like us. And that, you know, so we filter what their behavior or how they're talking or what they're doing through our own processing style. And when we learn our own processing style and we realize that there's 24 different processing styles out there, we begin to take things less personally and perhaps question, okay, what is really behind this behavior or what's going on for that person that they would be talking or doing something that way? And so when we can understand that they process differently from us, it really helps us to accept and to understand each other in a whole new light. And then the book also gives you ways to bridge from one processing style to another. In actual fact, the four communication styles each have their own language almost within the English language. So learning how to work with that is really important.
So who does this process work best with?
Well, I've worked a lot with couples, and I find that when couples come in to see me and the first thing I do with them is their PEP personality process. And I show them how each of them processes differently and similarly, and what their challenges are and what their talents are and how to bridge things. And it really, really helps, you know, those personal relationships that a couple has. And they I get really positive feedback about how this has really helped them accept and work with each other.
Nadine, I want to talk a little bit more specifically about your book. And within your book, you talk about different zones that you reference. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, there's four zones. We have an environmental zone. That's how we interface with our environments. Then we have your communication zone. And that's sort of the largest part of your personality that you show the world. Then we have your challenge zone. And the challenge zone is it works with our communication zone when it's in balance. But when we get stressed, we land hard in the out-of-balance qualities of our challenge zone, and that's why it's called the challenge. And then there's the security zone, and that's where we go to create security. It's also where we go when we're feeling insecure, and we act in the out-of-balance qualities of that.
So you talk about four zones, but you also say that each person has four components: kinesthetic, visual, cognitive, and auditory. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes. Yeah, so everybody has all four zones and everybody has all four components. But how those components fit into those zones really determines a lot about our personality and where we go when we're communicating, where we go when we're interfacing with our environment, where we go when we're wanting to create security, etc. So everybody has all four zones and everybody has all four components. But how we work through those and how we shift through those in our day is determined by how they fit into the four components fit into the four zones.
How much of this is about accepting people for who they are versus understanding and decoding the way people are and the way we are ourselves?
Well, I think that those are not exclusive. I think that understanding people helps us be more accepting. It helps us to take things less personally. And I think that that's a thing that a lot of people do is they take other people's behavior very personally. So I think that understanding people does help us accept them more, or at least know how to work within a certain way with them, that we can. You know, if we're in a team at work and we know that somebody has a particular processing style that's maybe quite different from ours and maybe challenging for us, we can have ways to work with that that make the relationship much easier and the teamwork to be much more smooth.
And your book really focuses ultimately on producing positive results, which I love. We need more positivity in our world. Nadine, before I let you go, would you mind telling us about your website? You actually have a couple of them, right?
Yes, I do. I have a website for the book that I've just started. So I hope everybody bears with me there. It's www.peppersonalityprocess.com. And my business website is www.progressiveplus.com. And plus is spelled out P-L-U-S.
Fantastic. So if our listeners are curious about you, they want to learn more about you and the different things that you offer, and of course your book, they can go on there. And of course they can go on Hay House or Amazon or Barnes & Noble as well. Nadine, thank you so much for being on with us today.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.